This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Besides being Commander-in-Chief and presiding over the federal executive branch of government, President Obama has his own personal organization to run, which is now involved in the Albuquerque, New Mexico ballot measure to ban late-term abortions. Operation Rescue has learned that BarackObama.com is coordinating a national effort against the municipal ordinance. The Texas law Wendy Davis filibustered went into effect this week. The one part of the law not stopped by Monday's court ruling in an Austin federal district court is that which actually bans late-term abortions. It's becoming clear that the slogan developed during the 2012 elections, the War on Women, is, among other things, a war on pregnant women. After discovering that the HHS mandate is largely about preventing women considering pregnancy to not consider that choice, now comes news of a pregnant woman being forced off her health insurance plan by Obamacare rules, yes, during her pregnancy. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. The Secretary of the Army has halted training programs calling Christians and pro-lifers a radical threat. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council says that at Fort Hood, site of the mass murder carried out by a radicalized Muslim soldier, it is astonishing that evangelical groups are being identified as a threat. This has been Life News Radio.